Father, I thank you that you awaken us to love, Father, and you stir our souls to long for who you are. And Father, because of our desperation for you, Lord God, we just can sing out that we love you so much. And Father, you're in this place and we just praise your holy name. We praise your name, Lord. We praise your name. You know, how many of us know when God is doing something amazing, he says, just follow my flow, follow what I'm all about. And Michelle is here from Indonesia and Singapore, and she's leaving, and Lawrence too, and Lawrence is going to be speaking a little bit. They just got back yesterday, and Michelle is on her way, literally on her way, to the airport to catch a plane to go to Mexico for a new job that God gave her. I mean, it's just been incredible. She's not moving. No, she's saying, praise God. She said she'll be back next Monday. But anyway, I just asked her to grab the mic for a few minutes. She says, well, I got to go. I said, okay, do you think you can do a few? I can do a few. How many want to hear what Michelle has to say for a few minutes? Amen.
Lawrence is going to cover a lot of the testimonies. We had an amazing, amazing trip. Pastor Bill was such a fiery leader, and just seeing the glory of God touch so many people and touch people in the red light district, and I was changed. But just what I'm hearing for this morning, I was already praying for some folks before church, but just the Holy Spirit, I feel over the course of the trip, I was thinking about back here, but not so much, but he was showing me so many things that he's going to do through this body and that he wants to do through this body, and I just feel like the Holy Spirit is speaking encouragement this morning to our hearts, that if we feel like we're stuck in the mud about anything, or that we're questioning where certain things are going, or even where we're going as a body, to not do that. That this morning is a morning for the Holy Spirit just to awaken our hearts in a new way for his great plans that he has. Because just as Mel Tari was speaking over this church, I kept hearing again and again over the course of the trip in my spirit that we are that grand finale generation, and that it's not about the size necessarily of the body at this point, but it's the size of the influence. And the size of the influence of this body, I mean, we were your extension overseas. The influence of this body is phenomenal. It's touching the top businessmen and government officials, which we ministered to a prostitute on the streets of Geylang. I mean, it's incredible. So I just, Lord, I just speak over this body, Lord God, encouragement this morning, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, new vision, Lord God, Father, that if there's any glass ceiling over our life or over our body or over our mind or over our vision, if there's any glass ceiling, I just see it shattering in the name of Jesus, Lord. I just pray, Lord God, that we could lay everything fresh and new before you this morning, Lord, knowing that you're worth everything, Lord, that we don't just give you a piece of ourselves when it's convenient, Lord, but we give you all of us, Lord God, because you have great things, Lord God, great and mighty things, Lord, for this body and for each person here individually. Lord, I pray for doors to open in individual lives, Lord God. If you're contending this morning for a door to open in the area of a job or school or missions, if you're contending to go on missions but you don't think it's possible, whatever it is, the Holy Spirit, I just feel like he's saying that there's breakthrough coming, breakthrough this morning. Lord, I just pray, Lord God, there was someone that we ministered to who's a president of a very large corporation in Indonesia, and we ministered to him and his wife, and the very next day he had millions of dollars in breakthrough happen. I don't know the exact story, but he'd been waiting for millions of dollars to come through something, and the very next morning, and he called Pastor Bill and was attributing that to just us coming in and ministering, and it happened with a couple people, and I just believe that our team was carrying a breaker anointing, and so we just usher that in, Lord God, Father God. We impart that for each individual that's contending for a breakthrough, Lord God, in their family, in their finances, Lord God, in their career, in school, Lord God, in missions, in their heart, Lord God, in breaking addiction, whatever it is, the breaker anointing is here this morning in the name of Jesus to bring breakthrough, to bring a change. So expect a change in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
We just want to lift up Michelle right now because Michelle was contending for a job. She didn't ask for this, but she was contending for a job that actually came her way, that was someone knocked on her door, the door of her heart, the door of her mind, and basically said, hey, come on this way. And she followed the Lord all the way through a very rigorous regimen of I don't know how many interviews you were on, 18 interviews. So it's a very, very cool position. She'll tell you more about the detail here when she does come back. But the Lord brought it all the way to the finale of 2 weeks before the Indonesia trip. And she was considering before, but not knowing what was going to happen, what the outcome was going to be. So when she said goodbye to the old job and hello to the new job, she basically gave her notice and then hopped on a plane to go to Indonesia and Singapore with our team. It's amazing. So here she is coming in now and going to Mexico to begin the first leg of that because of the business that's in Mexico and other places. So Father, we just thank you, Lord, for the same breaker anointing that is on this house in the name of Jesus. Father, that Michelle falls underneath that. And I thank you, Lord, for the work that she did with the team in Singapore and Indonesia and India. She wasn't in India, but Lord, the team that was there. And I thank you, Lord, for this Asia trip. And I thank you for what you're doing for her in this new leg of her career. And I thank you, Lord, that she's a kingdom woman and that she desires, oh God, to follow your heart. Listen to you, Commander Holy Spirit on the inside, to know what she's to do. And not to be moved by your feelings and emotions, but to move in tandem with your voice. So I thank you for the open doors. I thank you for the major influence that she carries. And Father, when she goes to Mexico, there will be wonders, signs, and miracles. Even in the marketplace, in places that you normally don't think you'd see them, she will, and she carries that kind of glory and anointing. So I thank you, Lord, for the fiery inferno on the inside of her for safety and protection. And thank you, Holy Spirit, for just coming upon her in a new way, post-Indonesia, post-Singapore. And I thank you, Lord, that no jet lag at all on her. I thank you, Lord God, that she carries the very DNA of heaven. And Father, that plane will wait for her at the airport like it waited for Jamie and I last year to go to Cambodia. So I thank you, Lord, that she's moved by your spirit alone. Thank you, Holy One. We bless her. We're standing with you, Michelle, in Jesus' name. Just carry the blood of Jesus and the glory of God all the way into Mexico and back. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Woo! You feel the fire? Oh, a little bit of fire here going on.
I changed my ticket to be here with you guys this morning for like a half an hour. So you mean a lot to me. I love this family. Yeah, and this family is so important to me. So thank you.
Wow. I didn't know that. We love you, Michelle. Go to Mexico and come back. Amen. Wow, that's so cool. Amen. Whoa, thank you, Lord. Well, how about that right in the middle of worship? Isn't this got the flow of the Holy Spirit? Just love it. So I know Lawrence is going to share. Lawrence, did you want to come up and share and then the worship team can back you up? How do you want to do this?
How much do you
want me to share? Like this? A lot. It's up to you. Worship team, you're not finished. We're just trying to follow here. It's up to you. You want to worship a little more? All right, well, let's just worship a little more. Father, I just thank you, Lord, that this house can flow with what you say and with what you're doing, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. It might shake up some of us a little bit, but that's okay because we want to listen to your voice and move in favor with you. Thank you, Holy One. Let's continue to worship. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Was that exciting and invigorating? I had no idea that she changed her ticket for a half hour to be with us. Come on. Who does that? We do, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's continue to lift up Pastor Bill, who's also still in Singapore, and he's ministering in the streets of Geylang, doing some outreaches that with other groups. I'm not sure exactly what it is. He hasn't had much time. And he has at 6 o'clock tonight, Sunday night, which is this morning, actually. They're working on that this morning. He may be even on the road here in flight. But he was going to be preaching Sunday morning, which was, you know, there are 12 hours difference here. But we just want to lift him up. So, Father, I just thank you for Pastor Bill, who is finishing up the Asia tour. Thank you that Tanya is flying back to Jakarta. Lawrence is here. But, Father, you have done a mighty work. We thank you. We praise you for the wind of your spirit. We thank you that Pastor Bill is ushered home safely. Father, as he comes in tomorrow, and we just praise you, Lord God, that you have found favor on this house to be able to carry your love and your glory to the ends of the earth. We just praise your name, Lord God, and we will tell of your mercy and your unfailing love to the glory of your name. So, Father, as we sing this song, Father, we just lift up Asia right now and all that you've done, all you're going to continue to do there and how you're going to use us in the four corners of the earth. Crown is on your head, Lord, and you tell us that we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, and we love not our life unto the death. We thank you for your blood today, Lord. We thank you for testimony. And we thank you, Lord God, that as we lay ourselves down, Father, to continue to live in a place of surrender, Lord, that we reap the benefits of the glory that's been released through you that you've given to your children to carry. So we thank you for that. We thank you for that. We praise you for that. Can we just lift up a shout of praise and thanksgiving? Lord, we just praise you. We thank you, Lord. We praise you and thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your faithfulness, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you've carried and broken and taken all strongholds. Thank you, Lord, that the victory belongs to us because of you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He says, call yourself an overcomer. Call yourself an overcomer. Lord, thank you that we can declare over our lives that we are overcomers. Call yourself. Just speak it out. I'm an overcomer. I'm an overcomer. I'm an overcomer. I'm an overcomer. Just speak it out to him. That's our destiny. That's our heritage. That's who we are. That's our identity. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. That declaration defies all feelings. That declaration defies all emotions. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Wow. Wow. Thank you, Lord. I just asked Rachel, she came to me with a picture that she had about something very important going on in the spirit, and I just asked her if she would just pray for us for healing, for those who have a need for healing right now. I'm so excited that Michelle showed up, and some of you didn't get to hear her. She was here earlier. I didn't know she changed her ticket. She changed her ticket. Come on. So she could be here for just a few minutes. She was so on fire from the Indonesia-Singapore trip. So praise God for that. And she was able to bless the congregation here with a word from the Lord and just impartation for that. So praise God. And she's on her way to Mexico and be back next week. And she just received a new job, as some of you, most of you know, but some of you who weren't here. So I just wanted to say it again. And we bless Michelle as she travels to Mexico, just coming in, getting off the Indonesia plane, coming here for a few minutes, and then going out to go to Mexico in a new job. Isn't that great? A new place. So praise the Lord for that. I know that we had the Edge last night, and yeah, was it good? Yeah. Young adult encounter time. That's awesome. Carly, do you want to just come up here? Just, you were there last night? All right. Just share what happened there. I know that Cameron and Beth, where are you guys? I see a hand. Two? You guys shared. They're just going to, thank you so much. I'm sure it was good. I don't know what it was, but I'm sure it was awesome. So Cara can just share it about it.
Yeah, last night the Edge was amazing. If anyone doesn't know, the Edge is our young adult worship and teaching night about every other Saturday or so. And yes, last night Beth and Cameron shared, and it was just really awesome. Well, we had worship first, and that was always amazing. But then Cameron started, and he gave a really awesome, like, told a story that was an analogy for what God did for us when he sent Jesus to die on the cross for us. And so we really, through that, were able to kind of personalize that as far as God, if that was me, if I had to make that decision, would I be able to give up my one and only son, even in knowing that it would save the rest of the world? And so it really fixed our eyes on Jesus, on who God is, on what he did for us. And then Beth came up after that and shared about how the church is really like a team. She was a member of a swim team. 18 years, I think she said it was, and how she loved that team dynamic so much because it was the whole team working together towards one goal. And people weren't concerned about their own shortcomings because they knew that someone else on the team would be there to back them up and encourage each other. And just how that is how the church is designed to operate as well. We're all working together towards the goal of getting to know the Lord more and of sharing his love with others. And we're here to encourage each other and lift each other up in that. And it was really neat because after they had finished sharing, it was already kind of late, but then they just asked if anyone else had anything to share. And so many people had different things to add on, tying what the two of them said together, and just other things as well. So I don't even know, maybe 10 or so other people just shared different things that were all really, really good, just bringing it all together. And it really was, even in that, a demonstration of that team dynamic that we're all here. Yes, you know, different people are called to come to the front at different times, but ultimately we're all a very significant part of the body of Christ. We all have something to say. We all have something to offer. And it was just a really amazing time, just sharing and lifting each other up in that. So, praise the Lord.
So, the Lord is here for healing, and just see a picture of us all as an army going forward, just as we were singing about him being the victor. You know, that he has victory for us. He wants us to be in victory. He wants us moving forward, and he wants us strong. He's given us our physical bodies, you know, as part of our mission here on the earth. And so he wants us to be strong and able to go forward, and, you know, for our bodies to work the way they're supposed to. So anything that's not working the way it's supposed to right now, he wants to touch. And so, first of all, is there anybody that has a problem with their right ankle in here? Chelsea? Left ankle? We'll take left. What happened to it? Running problem? Anybody else? Your left too? Left ankles? Cool. Well, put your hand on your ankle, and if you have something else that's in your body that you want healing, put your hand on it as best you can, wherever it is, and we're just going to call out to the Lord. All right, Father, I thank you that you are the victor, Lord God, and that you have chosen us, Lord, to walk in your victory, the victory you won on the cross for us, Lord, that we walk in that, Father, that we are victorious, Lord God. So I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We just release the healing, Lord God, into bodies today, Father God. We release healing into ankles. We release healing into heads, Father God. We release healings into backs, Father God. Healings into fevers, Lord, now in the name of Jesus. I thank you for immune systems being strengthened, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for nervous systems, Lord God, being nervous systems, Lord God, being recalibrated, Father, that they would work properly, Father, the way you have designed, Father God. Lord, I thank you for depression lifting off, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, that you have won all of this, Lord, for us on the cross, Father, because you gave your body and your life for us, that we could receive, Lord, that we can receive all good things, Father God. So we just receive this morning, and we thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Anybody feeling a change? Anybody a change? Chelsea? What? How's it better? She has less pain in her ankle? Brandon, ankle? You feel his presence? All right. Chelsea, you want to get up and move it around? See if it keeps decreasing? This is Chelsea. If you don't know, she's a runner. So she has an ankle that hurts because of running. But feel anything happening?
It's slowly getting better.
Want to move it around? Walk around? Walk to the door and back? See what happens? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Awesome.
Yeah, it's still not 100%, but it's definitely better than when I woke up this morning.
Did anybody have any headaches that left? Anybody have a fever this morning when you came in? If not, great. We like coming in healthy instead of coming in sick.
When I came in off the van, my sinuses were giving me trouble, and now I can breathe like no trouble at all.
Yes, Lord. Do more, Father God. Do more.
A lot better, and I can breathe easier too. So,
I think it's just a day for the unexpected. So, if there's something that you weren't expecting to happen today, you know, the Lord's doing unexpected things. Beth, you have to talk in the mic. No, you have to talk in the mic. It so can be on the recording, and we can. It so can be on the recording.
Okay. Well, actually, when I was back there, when you were like, you have something wrong, just like lay your hand on it. And I really didn't even think about it. But when I came in here, I had a really bad headache, and like throughout it, I was not really paying attention to it. But as soon as like, you know, people started, you know, sharing, I noticed that it was gone. So I mean, that was pretty cool. I mean, I didn't even like think about it until I'm like, oh wait. It's gone now. So I thought that was...
Is it 100% gone?
No, I don't have... It's gone. 100%.
100%. Awesome. Cool.
Lord.
Well, it's a good day, everybody.
The Lord is good.
That's awesome. Just keep receiving. The Lord's not on our timetable. Amen? So the healing anointing was released. Just keep receiving that in your body right now. He's doing things right now. If you notice any kind of change, any increase in mobility, any pain releasing at all, even at all, just put your hand up even a little bit, and that just continues to activate the flow. It just really does. Yeah? You starting to feel that? What was it, Pete? You want to come tell us?
I've just been having pain in this back hip, and my hip's been off a little bit, about an inch, quarter inch to a half inch off, and I got an adjustment yesterday, and I just still had pain in this back here, and yeah, I'm just beginning to feel a slight release, and actually a shifting. Pain's kind of, where the intensity was mostly here, it's kind of spreading through the mid-back now, and I just kind of feel like there's a shift on my hips. That's what really needs to happen. More Lord. And while we were praying this morning, we sensed a wave of healing, so we just prayed that in and released that healing wave this morning over the congregation to go out from the ministration that happened. So I just back that up in Jesus' name. Thanks, Lord. Yeah, it's good. It's feeling looser. It's good. It's like, yes, Lord. I need a loose back because I like to play. Jesus. Yeah. It's good. It's almost gone. It's like 40%. More, Lord. Oh, all the way. Oh, all the way. Lord. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. It's definitely loose. Lord.
So where are we now with it?
I'd say we're probably about 30%.
To go?
Yeah, 30%. 30% to gone. To go. We still need 30 more. 70% gone. Yeah.
That's good. Let's get 100%. So Father, we just thank you that you're finishing up with Peter. You finished what you started. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Just walk around a little bit and let us know when it's completely gone. That would be good. Anybody else feeling an increase, a shift now in their pain, in their back, or wherever? Yeah? A little bit? What's that mean? Mean a little bit? Okay. Anybody feeling? Michael, you have something? I just love it. This is the Lord doing what he wants to do. I love you too.
I'm Mike. And physically, I'm okay. I'm healthy. I'm pretty good. But one of the things for me is realizing just how much God can heal spiritually for people who are just like lacking in joy or are just like depressed. God is definitely like giving your joy back. He's definitely giving hope back when you feel hopeless, when you feel like you have nowhere to go, nowhere to turn to. God is like in this house present, just healing us and comforting us and just letting us know that we're here for each other. You know, just like what Beth said last night, you know, like we're a team. This church is a team. We're a family. We're out looking for each other. It's not just you on your own. It's just God is definitely like demonstrating his love and his power, not just healing physically, but healing emotionally, healing spiritually, just everything encompassing. God is just here and he's doing great works. So I bless you guys for that.
I love it. Thank you. A good word. Ooh, that's awesome. Anybody else want to testify about a healing going on right now? Just keep receiving. All right. Well, this is what an awesome day. Andy, where are you? Did you want to come up and share, since we have everybody here? As soon as Andy's finished, then we can release the children, and Lawrence is going to give us whatever God has given him.
We have next week's question, and then we have the outreach.
Okay. So this is June 1st. What does that mean? That means now until the end of time. There's a Friday every month. The first Friday of every month until Jesus returns. Barring that, never mind. Canton, downtown, Friday night. It's going to be awesome. I remember you guys saw the video last time we showed of the young man whose finger got healed down there while we had an anointed time of worship as well for the National Day of Prayer in the month of May. So we're having our booth again this week downtown. Probably encourage you guys to get there around 5:30, 6 o'clock. Obviously, the weather is beautiful. There's going to be thousands of people. We're going to draw prophetic pictures. We're going to share the gospel. We're going to pray for healing. We're going to do all kinds of awesome, amazing things. And the other cool thing is that simultaneously, near Rachel Koblenz's house, we're also going to be doing a little bit of an outreach down there in the area wherever she lives, which I think is 15th Street. She has more details on that than I do. But we're going to get you an email to let you know what's going on. But really encourage you guys to make it out on Friday night. It's going to be an amazing time. And then for coming up in the month of July, first Friday is on July 4th in downtown Canton. So I'm sure there's going to be some fireworks in the spirit and in the natural. And so if you're here this morning and you want more information about First Friday or about the different outreaches and different things that we do, there's a yellow card, not like in soccer in the World Cup that's coming up. But there's a yellow card if you want to fill it out with your information so we can get you email and phone number and texting so we can invite you to our, you don't need this, various outreaches and everything, and just put it in the offering box in the back. So First Friday, see you guys out there, and then also for Rachel's amazing outreach as well.
So praise the Lord. It's time for Kingdom Land for the kids. God bless you, children. May you just soar in the presence of God. Junior High can stay in here, because you're not going to want to miss this one. And we have Lawrence coming back hot off the plane last night from Indonesia. And he is going to share whatever God has on his heart. We're excited to have him back, aren't we? Do we miss these guys? I love how they're trickling in. Michelle trickles in, trickles out, and Lawrence is here to stay, and my beloved husband comes in tomorrow. I'm so excited. So that's great. Pastor Bill will read 5 weeks, so praise God for this amazing, amazing Asia trip. Bless you.
Amen. Well, that's the kind of intro that makes you feel like I gotta go quite a while. So good to be back. So, Lord, I know that you have done amazing things overseas. You've done amazing things, Lord, and we're thanking you, and we're praising you, and we're worshiping you, Father God, and I pray that you would give us all eyes to see, ears to hear the wonderful things that you're doing in the Spirit, that you're releasing from heaven in this season, Father God, not only in this body in the States, but Father, around the world, throughout Asia. Holy Spirit, you're doing a mighty, mighty, mighty work. You're releasing joy, you're releasing signs and wonders, Father God. And right now I just pray for a new outpouring of the revelation of how blessed we are to be able to partner with that, to be able to experience that in our lives, through our lives, Father God. And I thank you for the power of the testimony that releases faith so that we can see an increase more and more and more. Thank you, Lord. Amen. So, Indonesia and Singapore was an awesome trip. Couple things quick first before I share some of the testimonies. Pastor Bill sends his love. He misses everybody. He sends hugs and prayers and lots of other things that I don't remember. I got an opportunity to share a bedroom with him for 3 weeks and a bed. So we had a really good trip. I shared this with a couple people, but I think it's worth sharing again because it was quite an experience. And I think it shared kind of the heart of some of the things that we experienced on the trip. So Pastor Bill and I shared a room. I'm trying to think. There wasn't a single night where we weren't in a room together. We traveled quite a bit on this trip, flying to different islands and all around. But we were in the same room every single night. So one of the last days of the trip, we're in Singapore. And we're out amongst doing ministry stuff. And we walked back into the room. It was one of the days that we forgot to turn the air conditioning off. And if you've ever been there or you know anything about it, it's very humid and it's very warm. So we had the AC going pretty good. And I walked into the room, and there had been about probably 4 or 5 nights like this where it was just cold. The room was freezing. And so I walked in, and I said, sir, I said, Pastor Bill, I said, I love you, and I know that this is maybe a nice break from what you're accustomed to at home. I said, but it's really cold. Is there any way we can maybe make it just a little bit warmer? And he starts laughing, and he looks at me. He goes, I'm freezing. I thought you liked it like this. So it turns out for the last 3 weeks, like about 5 or 6 nights, we were both freezing in bed thinking, I really hope Pastor Bill likes this, or I really hope Lawrence likes this. So there were a lot of experiences like that that were just pretty much a laughable experience, but I think it shared the kind of the heart and the desire of a lot of like preferring and honoring one another and having that desire to bless not only the teammates but to bless the team so that we operated out of this. Basically, my mentality and heart was to bless to the point where we're operating and ministering out of this overflow of blessing. So that it wasn't something that we came to ministry times with this like, okay, let's get the wheel moving here, let's go. But that there was that desire to preference and bless the teammates so much that that it just kind of came out of this overflow. And if any of you guys know Tanya, then you know that that is quite an easy thing because that girl prefers and blesses abundantly. So she sends her love as well. She sends. She said, give everybody a big hug. Give my kids a big hug. I said, they don't know you. That would just scare them. So it was Pastor Bill, myself, Michelle, and Tanya. And Tanya joined the whole team. And so there were so many things that happened on this trip. I think I'm going to break it up into different segments. So there were some funny stories. There were these incredible moments of revelation of the Father's heart for myself that I think I want to share a little bit about. There were some amazing connections relationally, either kind of old relationships that were reconnected and expanded. There were some amazing new relationships that came out of this trip that we haven't had in the past. And then just the overall sense of kind of what I felt the Lord was putting, or a theme that I've seen throughout the trip. So I'm gonna break it up into a few things. If I get caught up and I forget to share about the youth in Monado, just raise your hand, because I want to get to that part at some point. So, and Troy was 2 weeks in India. Where is he? Is he with the kids? I didn't spend any time with you, Troy. Sorry. You got to sleep with Pastor Bill, too. I'll tell you what. He's very still. It didn't bother me at all. I don't know if he had that same experience with you or not, but it was, yeah, out like a light, heavy sleeper. So we get to Indonesia. This was my second trip to Indonesia. The team's been there, I think, 5 times total. This was the 5th trip for the team total. Where to start? A couple ministry things that we had to start with. One thing that I saw throughout the whole trip was that this unexpected hunger that I saw coming out of different people. There was one evening we got to a house meeting, and it was at a house of somebody who we've known for a few years. We've been to his house several times in the past, and he usually sets something up where he brings a bunch of people in, and we minister to a larger group. Well, this time we walked into the house. And he had this, like, we got there early, so we went across the street we found a coffee shop, of all things. And so it was the four of us just kind of hanging out and spending some time together and praying about what we felt the Lord wanted to release in the meeting. And so we get to the house, and we walk in, and there's a group of guys sitting in the family room, and then the owner of the house, he looks up, and he goes, oh, there's like this, like, shocked look on his face. He goes, you're here. And we're all kind of like, yeah, we're here, excited about what the Lord wants to do. He goes, I didn't know you were coming. And so we're all kind of like, well, we kind of confirmed, and, you know, we talked a little bit. And so he was really gracious. They moved the whole group from the family room to the basement, because apparently it's cooler and Americans have a hard time in warm weather in Indonesia. And this was the amazing thing, was they have a men's group that meets regularly. So it was all of those guys that were already there. And there was this amazing shift that went from, there was this accidental, like, miscommunication. They were completely gracious. And it shifted from this kind of unexpected time of ministry into their hearts, like, started to grab on to the things that Pastor Bill was sharing about the Father's heart. And there was this shift from this, like, well, this wasn't what we were expecting, this wasn't what we had planned, to almost like this Kairos moment of realizing, like this wasn't planned, but this is obviously the Lord. So Pastor Bill was sharing about the Father's heart, and I think we saw some of the pictures about like the prophetic picture that he was sharing about with him as a ballerina. Tanya did a wonderful job translating and following him throughout all of that as well. But as he began to share that, you could see, I was kind of watching around, and you could see where all of the guys shifted from this A lot of them were businessmen, and they shifted from this, like, they kept looking at their phones, and I think they were doing some emails, but they were also, like, very particular about anytime he made a reference to a scripture, you could see it. Like, everybody grabbed their phone real quick, and they typed it up, and they wanted to write down each scripture real quick and all that. But, like, towards the end of the ministry, as he's sharing about the Father's heart, like, they stepped away from that because they started to connect so much with the message. And they started to feel the Father's love in the message, that you could feel the atmosphere shift to this place where it became a shift from an intellectual thing to an encounter, where their hearts were grabbing on to something, like there was something tangible in the air that they began to desire and want. And so it was really neat just to see the flow of that entire evening. And so, you know, we had that time, and Pastor Bill shared about the Father's heart, and then he sang, he did this several times, but he sang the Zephaniah 3:17 song over them. And there were so many times, this happened a few times throughout the trip, where, like, the sharing was really good, and the singing was good. And it felt kind of like, you know, there was this shift where they grabbed onto what the Lord was doing in that moment. It was no longer about just writing down scriptures and remembering things. It was about experiencing this encounter that Pastor Bill and the team was sharing about. And it was just amazing to see that, such a dramatic shift in what happened that evening, that their hearts were grabbed onto. And this is what I love. This happened a couple times. So they went from this scheduled meeting that they have every week that's from a certain beginning time and a certain end time, to these unexpected guests showing up, Pastor Bill sharing his heart and singing over them. We probably went a little bit later than what their normal scheduled time is. And at the end of it, nobody left. Like, I was always amazed when nobody left. Like, they were always hungry for more. It was so cool, because I'm sitting there thinking, like, these guys might be a little sensitive about this. I know they're business people. It's the middle of the week. If you've ever been to Jakarta, it takes like 3 hours to travel 2 miles because of traffic. So, like, I'm sitting there thinking, like, Lord, help these people to grab onto this. And they were grabbing onto it so much that they didn't even want to leave. So there were several evenings like that where ministry would go into this overflow time, and everybody just kind of stuck around to grab on to the heart of what the Lord was doing. And I don't want to steal too much about what Pastor Bill might be sharing next week, but he was sharing a lot about two reoccurring things that I heard a lot about was the Father's heart and the power of joy. And people loved hearing about those two things, because it was something that we, I think we all connect with on many levels, because it's something that we were created for. It was something that the Lord put inside of us to be connected with the Father, of a loving God that fills us with joy and power. So every time Pastor Bill would share that, you would see these times where you could see certain people, certain individuals, or the whole group at times, just absolutely connecting with the message. There was another time we were speaking at a church on Sunday, and Pastor Bill shared about the Father's heart and joy. I think he put them both in one message that day. And it was kind of an extended service. They had their own worship time, and then they had their own program stuff, and then Pastor Bill shared his message and sang. And then they had more service stuff. A lot of it was in Indonesian, so I wasn't quite sure what was happening the whole time. But, like, throughout that, like, it went until, I think, it was, like, church here. It started at, like, I think 10, and it went to, like, 1:30 or something. And at the end, all of the leaders of this group, they came to Pastor Bill and said, could you pray for us? Like, can you pray for the leadership of this body here? Like, nobody was worried about getting somewhere. There were families in the back just kind of waiting. But all of these people, the whole leadership, came to him and said, please, just can you pray for us? Can you impart this message and lay hands on us? So there was this genuine hunger that I enjoyed. I loved watching just kind of, like, seep through everything that they were interacting with. I'm trying to go somewhat in order so I don't forget some of the testimonies. But what? Oh, no, not everything. I just, there's a couple specific things that I think the Lord really wants to highlight. You guys saw the pictures, right? Yes? Okay, so one couple that hosted us and kind of took us to different islands, we had a chance this year to travel to many of the different islands, and we met Tanya's uncle and her aunt, and they hosted us in Jakarta and in an island called Surabaya, and we met Pastor Freddie. This guy was, let me think of the right word to describe this. He was like a fireball that should have been on Ritalin. Like the man loved the Lord and he had this passion and this fire, but he was like as soon as he met us, before we did anything, he's giving us a list of everything that we, all these places that we need to go. So we got this long list of different islands that we need to go to next year. So we've got a full itinerary for next year between Pastor Freddie and Tanya. I think we're going to like every single island. So if anybody signs up for next year's trip, it's going to be like 6 months. So be ready. So we went to these businesses in Surabaya and walked around them, and Pastor Bill was praying like blessings upon them. And if I can just kind of go back to one of the testimonies that Michelle shared earlier. So there seemed to be this continual flow of opportunities to pray and minister to people in the marketplace. So we're praying for people in the paper mills and electronic stores, and then that other gentleman that Michelle was sharing. And there were these testimonies that were coming out of that. That one testimony that Michelle shared, it was they had collected on something that they'd been trying to collect on for over a year of money that was owed to them. And the next night after the team met with this guy, we prayed for them and got a chance to... I spent a lot of time with the kids. I'm just naturally, I guess I kind of flow towards that direction of connecting with the children. So I noticed how much fun it is to like get them riled up and play with them and then leave. And then just love you guys. So much fun. Bless you. And go out and just see some what's next. So I was praying. I was spending some time with his son, just playing different games and stuff. And, you know, I was praying. We prayed with them as well. And, you know, Pastor Bill was praying for the business and praying for his anointing and calling within that realm as well as expanding beyond that. And literally, I think it was 24 hours later, we got a call from him and saying, I just, like, he was to the point of being dumbfounded, like, just amazed at how good God was to have that money come in. I think almost, like, they'd been working at it, but it wasn't like he was expecting a phone call that day. And so he had that huge breakthrough, and he spent more time on the phone with Pastor Bill and shared more things about his heart. And there seemed to be this theme about the trip where there was this desire for more and this overflow of we tend to approach things in life and in ministry with these schedules and kind of this expectation about what it should look like. And it kind of blew my box a lot this year to see how hungry these people were that they would come back for more. And there were several times where people started to come up to Pastor Bill and ask, you know, these really like heartfelt questions and requests for prayer of desiring the Father's heart. Like these were people that were seasoned in ministry, seasoned in the church, and still desperate for an outpouring of the Father's heart. And it was so amazing to see that passion coming through where the message was tangibly changing them. There was an occurrence. I'm going to skip now, but when we were in Singapore, and I'll come back to the Monado one. But when we were in Singapore, I love this. I had probably about three or four moments with the Lord that that just seemed life-changing. And that's a lot within a three-week, two-and-a-half-week trip. And so when we were in Singapore, what we do is we do ministry in Geylang, and I won't expand too much about what that is for the sake of some of the kids here, but it's a large red light district, operates very late at night, so we had many opportunities to go out and minister to some of the ladies out there, and it was a huge blessing to have Tanya there, because apparently, like, when you can speak their language, they tend to let their walls down even quicker, so we had a lot more opportunities to connect with some of the ladies that spoke Bahasa or were from Indonesia. And so, you know, ministry goes pretty late when you're in Geylang. We went until 1 a.m. the first night. But the ministry that we were staying with, they have a service every morning at 5 a.m. And according to the schedule, Frontline was leading those every morning at 5 a.m. So we get to Geylang, we're ministering in the streets of Geylang until 1 o'clock. By the time we got into our rooms and in bed, it was closer to 2. And so then we have to be up and ready to go in the morning at 5 a.m. Fortunately, we were able to just kind of roll out of bed and go to that. But Pastor Bill was sharing his heart on the second night, and he shared his testimony. We had a full two service, so he went into detail about sharing his testimony, and I'd heard the testimony before. I know a lot of the story. There were some new things there, and I'm picking up some new revelation, some fresh revelations from it, and it was good. But when Pastor Bill finished sharing, the host, his name was Jerry. He's got a great heart for the Lord. Seems to be very more systematic in the way he approaches things. So you don't see much of an outpouring of emotion. He's got a great heart, but you don't see like much evidence of that. And he was bawling by the end of it, by the end of the testimony. We had about a half hour left in the time, and Pastor Bill like looked at me and made the eye contact that said, like, "You're up," kind of thing. And I was like, "Okay, what are we going to do here, Lord?" And then Jerry jumped in, and he just started crying and thanking Pastor Bill for sharing about the power of God's restoration. And it was so amazing to see how much that shifts a mindset within him. But then he was sharing about like the culture of Singapore and how people approach things in their mentality, and there was this amazing revelation. Have you ever had an experience where you're watching somebody get a revelation? Like you're standing there and you're in the moment where they're getting this amazing revelation. And Jerry is very articulate, and he has an incredible way of expressing things. He's really smart, but in that moment he was like this. For lack of a better word, like this blubbering, like he just couldn't express it. He couldn't get it out because it was that amazing. And he's sitting there and he's crying and he's trying to express like this gratefulness to Pastor Bill for sharing it. And he's trying to express like how amazing it is to the rest of the people that were there of how this completely can shift like how they do ministry and how they approach things from a cultural standpoint and the power of God's restoration that we don't have to do things the same way. And all of these things, and he's trying to share this revelation, and I'm just sitting there watching this pure moment of incredible revelation. And there were so many times like that on this trip. For him, for others sharing different testimonies, for myself, we had moments that I had to go before the Lord with this completely, like, abandon. I've got nothing else right now, Lord. I need something from you that shows me that I'm on the right path or that I'm doing, you know, X, Y, Z. There were these just moments of complete, unfiltered encountering the Lord, going before him. And every single time, it was just this outpouring of love and peace and joy. And it was so amazing to see how he responded every single time. We had, I don't think Michelle would share this, so I'm going to, but we had a crusade in Tanya's village in Monado. And Pastor Bill shared these incredible messages that people were just so drawn to. And then afterwards, Michelle had this time of she let out during the healing. And it was incredible because if any of you guys have ever had an opportunity to minister overseas, sometimes there's that fear that's going to try and come against you. There's that hesitation when you first grab the microphone. You don't know exactly what you're going to say. And you're just kind of standing there before the Lord saying, okay, God, something. And Michelle, this happened two nights in a row. She grabbed the microphone and she just ripped into this healing. Like, I'm in the back with the camera and I was like, what is going on? Like, she grabbed the microphone and there was like no hesitation at all. And so I'm in the back, like, I'm trying to switch lenses out real quick so I can get a close up because I don't want to like stand in front of everybody while she's doing this. So I'm like grabbing all this stuff and I got to get the closer lens. And she is just like calling down heaven and Tanya's translating. So there's this like double anointing thing where they're just like preaching this fire and this healing and people are like coming forward with these like crazy weird testimonies of this healing. And it was so quick and so powerful. And I was just like, I don't think I've ever seen like Michelle. Like, I've seen moments here in the church when she's praying for things, but like she, there was something, I don't know, like I don't have the right words, but like she just Holy Spirit fire. I mean, like, it was just amazing, like, to see how aggressive Holy Spirit was with healing in that village. And we had testimonies last year of these really cool outbreaks of healings. And one of the girls, not girls, I guess it was Tanya's grandmother, came, or aunt, I don't know. They're all grandmas and aunts there. So one of the ladies came up to me, and she said, you know, you prayed for me last year, my shoulder had been hurting. And she said, I haven't had a single pain since that day. Like, I mean, it's so amazing that when we have opportunities to see God move in that moment, it's incredible. And it feels like a whole nother thing when we get to go back a year later and see, like, the healing stuck. Like, it's remained. And not only has it remained, but it's affected people in a way that's drawing them closer to the Lord. Like, that's what we're contending for. That's what we're believing for. When we go overseas, we want to make an impact for the kingdom, but we want to create something that lasts. So we went into the village, and we did the crusades two nights in a row in Tanya's village. And typical Tanya, bless her heart. So we finish the crusade up, and then we go back to her aunt's house. And so, you know, they always want to feed you, so we're eating. And they said, like, okay. And we're kind of like, okay, we did a great crusade. We had a great meal. It's pretty late. This is a lot of fun. And then Tanya's talking to her aunt. They're going back and forth. And we're like, okay, maybe they're just making plans for tomorrow. Well, apparently, like, everybody wanted prayer again in their house. So now we're going from the dinner. Like, Tanya takes us over here, and she's grabbing, like, her cousin, who's a police officer, and she's grabbing, and we're going into people's houses. And it was funny because you could see, like, there were people that were asking, like, we genuinely, like, we want prayer. And then there were others that I was just guessing, maybe Tanya said that they need prayer. Because she'd, like, grab her cousins, a lot of family members. She's like grabbing people, pulling them into the house. They're like, yep, this person wants prayer too. And it's all happening in Bahasa, so we don't actually know. But from some of their initial reactions, it was kind of like, I think Tanya just really wants them prayed for. But once we started praying, they started receiving. They're just like, like, I remember, this is my favorite one. Her cousin, he was a police officer. He's really young, but just not interested at all initially. And she brings him over, like, literally drags him over. And she goes, Pastor Bill, he wants prayer. And Pastor Bill and I are both like, I think there's some communication breakdown about what once prayer means, but he was willing, and the moment Pastor Bill started praying for him, they grabbed onto it. Like, there was this tangible switch. Like, I don't know, like, it was just this anointing where, like, I've seen Tanya operate that way before, where it's like, they want prayer, and then you're kind of like, okay. So, but people just, like, grabbed onto it. The moment they started praying, it was so precious to see how many people were so hungry for more of that. And so, okay, Monado, we split up Sunday morning, which was interesting. So Pastor Bill was asked to preach at this church that another connection set up, and it's a very traditional, very conservative church. I you may have seen the picture of the pulpit. It's about as high as the cross. I mean, the thing was huge. It was awesome. Some really cool pictures. And we got like 300 pictures because Tanya was there on the camera. So Pastor Bill spoke there, and Michelle and I went to Tanya's old church because she was originally from Monado, and it's a very large charismatic group, and so we were actually ministering to the youth in that group, and they said on a full, like, when everybody comes, it's like 300 plus youth, like the youth sanctuary is about this size. And so I think I have a few pictures, maybe even a video. Like, we didn't really know what to expect because the communication with Tanya wasn't 100% sure. She was really, like, easygoing. Like, yeah, you're going to have so much fun. It's going to be awesome. Just, you know, bless the kids. We're like, okay, how long? How many kids? How old are they? We got no information at all. And so, yeah, that's Tanya just enjoying it. That's Singapore. That was at... okay, so this is the church that Pastor Bill shared at. The lady right there, she's the senior pastor. Let's go back one. I'll share this real quick because this was really cool to watch. Go back one. So the lady, they have a very traditional way of presenting everything and the very traditional way of worshiping and everything. And Pastor Bill got up on that pulpit and in his usual charismatic way shared about the love and joy of the Lord. And at the end... this was after the meal. We gave her a CD just to bless her and say thank you. And I hadn't met her before the meal, so I didn't really know her that well. And she got up, and she starts, like, she grabbed the CD. She got this huge smile as she's saying goodbye, and she starts jumping up and down, talking about joy. And, like, I thought it was, like, really cute and funny. I didn't realize, like, where she was coming from as far as, like, how traditional their practices were before that. But Pastor Bill, like, his eyes lit up, and he started sharing about this. Like so many people grabbed on to this joy. They grabbed on to the things that he was imparting about it, and it was so amazing to see how they were affected by the power of God's joy. So if you've ever been to Monado, it's like you might as well be like a major actor walking the streets because everybody wants to take all kinds of pictures. But their hearts were just so amazing, and how well they received it was incredible. So going back to the youth, we didn't really know what to expect. And we got there, and we were told initially they were going to be from ages 9 to like 13, and there will be like a handful of them, like 20. That's the age group that Michelle and I would be teaching with. Well, we walked in, and it's all of them. Like, there were like 200 there. And so that was like their time of worship. So they pulled me up on the stage. And we did a few dances. And so the first dance, they're like, do you guys want to just do it with us? Like here's the stage. You guys just kind of stand on the side and do it with them. So I'm watching the guy up front do it. And like, there's these big movement things and whatever kind of fun stuff that they're doing. They keep the kids. And so the movements are pretty easy. They're repetitive. I was like, well, that was a lot of fun. I got a little bit of sweat going on. And so the second, third, and fourth song, I just jumped on the stage with them because they looked like they were having so much fun, and that's really easy. And so by the time I jumped up on the stage, the second song, the guy next to me didn't know all the moves. So then we're both up there just kind of like... And there were these really young kids behind us that knew everything, and they were awesome worshipers. So I'm like this, trying to keep up with them. And like, there's like 200 kids just kind of like laughing and enjoying it. And so like, I'm doing some fun stuff. I improvised a few times and just grabbed those kids and just waved their hands around, like whatever to look like we're all doing the same thing. And so it was a lot of fun. It was like, I don't want to say typical, but it was a really fun youth praise time, and it was exciting. And then so I got off the stage, and wouldn't you figure, as soon as I get off the stage, they do an English song that I know. And it shifted. It was amazing. Like, they went from this fun, exciting, playful praise to this like deep, heartfelt worship that just, I was so blown away. I'm so glad I was already leaning up against the pillar, because the moment that hit, like the kids, they completely shifted from this like, this is fun, this is exciting, to this moment where like, I'm going to encounter the King. And like this heartfelt worship from these kids that were like 4, 5, 6 years old, like their hands in the air worshiping the Lord. The ladies that were up front, there were like 3 adults and there were 3 kids in the back. And I mean, like tears streaming down, just this amazing, amazing worship. And I'm sitting here like this, like I'm just dumbfounded by the goodness of God. In that moment right there, I was like there's not a single place right now. Like I missed my kids desperately. I missed my family. Like, there is not a moment, there is not a single place I would rather be right now than in this moment. Like to experience the glory of God released like that through the kids, it was incredible. And there were so many amazing moments like that where the Lord would just like unexpectedly just swoop in and just come in with his glory. And it was just absolutely life-changing that it's just one of those moments that you will always remember. And I believe that that's the thing that the Lord keeps putting on my heart about this trip, about what he wants to release in me, what he wants to release in us as a body, is that the sacrifices that we make pale in comparison to the glory that he releases. Like, it seemed like everything that led up to me getting to that moment was so easy compared to experiencing that unfiltered outpouring of his presence. It was incredible, because when we encounter the Lord that way, his peace, his love, his joy, everything becomes so real. And that's what I believe he wants to release in each one of us this morning or this afternoon. I don't even know what time it is, but like, he wants us to be able to walk in that revelation. He wants us to be able to live out of that overflow that we were created. These kids got it in that moment. Like, even the pastor said that doesn't happen all the time. Like, those moments do happen. They don't happen all the time. That was a special moment. Like, when we experience that, we're experiencing the very thing we were created for, that overflow.
I just really sense, Troy, come on up here, would you? Troy was with Pastor Bill in India for 2 weeks of this 5-week trip, 2.5 weeks or whatever it was, 5.5 week trip. And I just really sense that as Lawrence is sharing, what happened there, and you weren't there, I wasn't there. And, you know, there's that desire, oh, I wonder what that was like. Isn't that wonderful? And the Lord's using that to do something inside of us right now. And I just really believe that he has something for us in addition to a testimony, listening to a testimony. That's great, and that can touch us, but there is that place of encounter, and that Lord wants us to be able to experience not the moment that happened a couple of weeks ago or even yesterday, but I just really believe that these men of God who experienced this and they were part of something and releasing something over those nations are here to release something over us right now. And I know that Troy has shared a little bit about the India trip, and that's great. And I know even as he came back, I noticed a change in him. It's like, this, the Lord has really touched him. There's an increase in his fire, increase in anointing, and the same thing for Lawrence. And I just really believe, you can be on your feet if you would right now, just really believe that these guys have a message from the Lord directly for us, irregardless of what happened back there, irregardless of what went on in Asia. But in addition to connecting the dots, if you will, the Lord says, I want to release the fire and the glory. And Lawrence was just beginning to say that, and I felt this this need, desire in my heart to say, Troy, come on up here and join whatever God wants to do. You're part of it. I don't really know. So we're just going to believe right now that God is going to release something over us and through us, and that we have an opportunity to be changed in his presence as well. How many are ready for that? Now, this is the Lord says, I want you to experience me. I want you to encounter me. I just want you to feel my closeness. I want you to know that what I've been doing is what I'm doing here, and I've ordained you, and I have commissioned you to go forth and do the same in Jesus' name. So, Father, we just thank you for what you're doing right now with the fire and these two men of God and how they're going to release what you have for this body right now in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for what happened overseas, what's continuing to happen. Pastor Bill gets on a plane in 6 hours. He just texted me. And I thank you for that connection with Asia here. And, Father, I thank you that you are here in our midst. I thank you for the signs, the glory, the wonder. I thank you for the healings. And I thank you for the fire that these men are going to release in the way that God tells them.
Yes, Lord. Yes. What Lawrence just said, that I don't know if I quoted 100%, but he said that the sacrifices that we make pale in comparison to the glory that God releases, that he wants to release through us and pour out around us. And that's for here. It's not just for Indonesia. It's not just for India. I shared a very similar thing, minus the tears, a couple weeks ago about that encounter of being, 4 hours out into the bush, next to a river, leading people to the Lord, playing volleyball, and just coming back through the rain and soaking wet and everything, and just, wow, God, what a privilege, what a blessing, what favor. Lord, you're right here. I'm supposed to be here. And the Lord has that for us. He wants to release through us, whether you're here in the U.S. or whether you're overseas or whether you're both. But again, just the sacrifices that we make pale in comparison. It's just, let that revelation hit your heart. It was hitting me. I was writing it in my phone just so that I wouldn't lose that moment. But so many times, there's things, as Lauren said, leaving my family, leaving my wife, my kids, etc., that there's a real sacrifice there, but the glory that God releases, the things he does in our hearts, and then what that carries back into Lawrence's family, into his wife, into his children, into their inheritance, into their destiny. And so I believe I'm agreeing with Lawrence here. Just right now, this morning, I release inheritance, I release destiny over you to make the sacrifices, to get over ourselves, and to make the sacrifices and say, Lord, you are worthy. You are worthy. You're worth it, Lord, that we give it all to you. We lay it all before you, not because we're slaves, but because we're lovers. Because we're lovers, Lord, and that giving is actually releasing joy in our hearts. It's releasing joy in our lives. It's releasing joy in our families. And so, Father, we just agree with that, Lord. I thank you for that release of joy that Pastor Bill was talking about, that joy that's in the kingdom, the joy that's in the Spirit, Lord. We receive that now, right now. Just reach out and take that. Say, Lord, I receive your joy. I receive your joy. I receive your truth. And fresh and new, Lord, I give you my life. I lay down my life. I give it to you, Lord, fresh and new. And it's a joyous thing. It's a wonderful thing, Lord. We step into that, Lord. And Father, we leave the past behind and we move into you and we say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, to reaching out in our places of work. Yes, Lord, in our schools. Yes, Lord, in our jobs. Yes, Lord, in our families. Yes, Lord, with our friends. Yes, Lord, at the supermarket. Father, give us eyes to see. Give us eyes to see what you're doing, Lord, to truly see, Lord, and to just lay down what's in our heart. Lay down what's our plan and our objective, Lord, for yours, what you're doing. And Lord, you give back so much more abundantly, so much above and beyond what we ever asked for, what we ever imagined. You promise that. You do exceedingly abundantly above. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So this morning, we agree for that. And if there's any, just connect as there as Mike's doing in worship. I think Lawrence has something to share too.
Yeah, I want to release this scripture over each one of us. I have it hanging up in my office at work, and I just believe that there's a fresh revelation that comes with it this morning. It's in Philippians 3, starting in verse 8. It says, "What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith." I love this. In verse 10 it says, "I want to know Christ." Yes, to know the power of his resurrection and participation of his sufferings, becoming like him in death, and so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead. That there is a revelation to be had this morning. There's an impartation from the Holy Spirit that brings us to that place where we consider everything else lost compared to knowing him. The only way we have that revelation is not by recognizing what we've done, the sacrifices that we've made, but by recognizing who he is and what he's done. So, Father, this morning, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord, that you would draw each one of us into that revelation, Father God, of who you are, of the love that you poured out for each one of us, of the sacrifice that you made at the cross, Father God, and that the power that resurrected you from the dead would be made ours in a fresh way this morning, Father God. A revelation that draws us into that unfathomable love, Father God. That love that surpasses all knowledge, Father God. The power and the sacrifice that you made because of the great love that you have for us, Father, this morning. Take us into that revelation, Father God, that each person here would know the great sacrifice that you made, Father God, so that we would know your love, that we would know your grace and your mercy, Father God, that would be the thing that changes us, that would be the thing that motivates us, that would be the thing that motivates our actions, Father God, that releases our words, Father God. That would be the very thing that motivates everything that we do and identifies who we are. That you were created to know Christ. That each person here was created to have a great revelation of his love and mercy. And that each person here was created not only to know it, but to walk that out in a way that releases heaven on earth. There was a moment that I had in Indonesia where I saw people's hands lifted up in praise and worship, and their hands began to be filled with fire. I want to release that over here this morning. So if we can just lift our hands up. Father God, I thank you that your desire is to empower each one of your children. That you desire to fill each one of them with the fire of your presence, Lord. So this morning right now, just as I saw in Indonesia, Father God, that on the other side of the world, you would do the same thing here at Frontline, in this body, in each person here, Father God. That you would begin to fill their hands with the fire of your love right now, Father God. And that you would draw their hearts into that great revelation, Father God. Let your fire be released in Jesus' name into each hand, Father God. Let your fire be released into each heart, Father God, that it would begin to burn away the chaff, Father God. Burn away any doubt. Burn away any fear. Right now, Father God, we stand before you and we say, have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Father God. That in our praise and our worship, in our thanksgiving to you, Father, we would have that revelation that you created us for. To know Christ. Thank you, Lord. 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 Yes, Lord. One of the other most amazing things that spoke to me was how people responded to the message of God's love, of the Father's love that Pastor Bill shared. There were times where there were moments like what Jerry shared, where they were willing to completely shift their thinking. Where they were willing to completely change how they approach things in ministry. There was a humility there that said, I want the truth. I want the revelation of heaven. And I'm willing to do whatever it takes to get that. Let that be our heart's cry this morning. Thank you, Lord, that you have that revelation for each person here. That they were created to walk in it, that they were created to know it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
So with that, one of the other things Lawrence said was about watching people having a revelation and encounter with the Father, with God just wrecking the world and just giving, opening their minds up to new things. And everyone who knows Christ has had that kind of revelation, and hopefully more and more continuing. And so one of the things the Israelites were encouraged to do was to go back and look at the things God had done. And go back and read those journals, read those notes, go back into your life and see the things that you know that God spoke. And you know where he shifted your mindset, where he shifted your heart, where he transformed your life. And I challenge each of us to go back and do that this week, because I think that by next week, by First Friday outreach, it's going to be a different crew that's going to be increased from where we're at here. That our passion, our hunger for the Lord, and that reaching out, that we're going to remember and uncover and say, oh yeah, that's right, I remember when God did this, I remember when God did that, I remember when God did this at First Friday, or in my work, or in my family. All those testimonies, they're powerful, and they release power to break off the lies of the enemy that, oh man, I'm just too busy, oh, I'm too tired, I'm too hungry, I'm too whatever, you know, whatever it may be, but that go back and let the Lord stir up those things that he put in your heart. Those visions and desires and dreams and all those things, all those sacrifices, they were all worth it. And that fresh revelation of why and what he did, you know, like Lawrence was just sharing of getting to see that in himself, having three or four in a few weeks. That's just amazing. God's showing up. He wants to do that all the time. So really stir that up and just call out those testimonies from your life and those times he's spoken to you. And remember those, and then move forward. Don't get stuck there. He wants to keep us moving forward and moving onward, because that's part of his kingdom, because he releases from glory to glory, from faith to faith. So again, this isn't just sharing about something happening over there, but as Lawrence said, bringing that fire into our hands, bringing that revelation into our hands. So Father, we just thank you for that right now. Thank you, Lord, for transformed hearts in each one of us, Lord, transformed lives, Father. Thank you, Lord, for that increase of revelation, Lord, increase of encounter, of just realizing how good you are, how much you've done for us, Lord, and just how amazing it is that you want to partner with us. You call us as sons and daughters. You want to partner with us to see your kingdom come, that your kingdom would come and your will would be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you. It's a powerful truth, Lord. So, Father, I just thank you that you break off any mindsets that would hinder us from stepping into that. And, Lord, you release that healing into those areas, Lord, even as you healed bodies earlier, even as you healed hearts earlier, that there's an increase today, that we are not the same. Thank you, Lord. You're so good. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord.
So to wrap this up, one thing I noticed is that there were many times that these revelations and these encounters were unlocked through worship. A lot of times it was Pastor Bill singing out, but there were other times when when it was just anybody engaging in worship. So if I can put the worship team on the spot and just have them sing out whatever song is on their heart. And I want to encourage you guys to engage the Lord and ask that he would unlock this revelation at a greater level this morning. Thank you, Lord. Lord, this morning we declare that you are the great I am. Father, you are the great I am. Lord, we cry out to you this morning. You are the great I am.
Great I am.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Lord, you're the great I am.
So great. So great.
The mountains shake. The earth quakes at the mention of your name. The mountains shake.
Yes, Lord.
You. The demons run and flee.
Yes, Lord.
At the mention of the name. The mountains shake. The mountains shake before you. The demons run and flee. At the mention of the name. King of majesty. There is no power in hell or any who can stand before the power and the presence of the great I am. The great I am.
Father, this morning our hearts declare that you are the great I am. That you are worthy of all of our praise. You are worthy of our whole lives. That everything compared to knowing you is rubbish. Everything compared to knowing you, I count as loss, Father. That you are the great I am. Thank you, Lord. Father, this morning, let that revelation continue to flow into each person's life, Lord. That as that revelation increases in our hearts, Father, we would begin to see you manifesting your glory in each life represented here, Father God. That you would begin to supernaturally open the doors that need to be opened. Supernaturally close the doors that need to be closed, Father God. As we seek your face and grow in that revelation, that we would see your glory covering the earth as the waters cover the sea. Thank you, Father, for pouring out your blessings this morning. I thank you, Lord, that you have great revelation for each person here. I thank you, Father, that you're drawing each person here into a greater encounter of your love and your mercy, Father God, that allows us to stand on your promises and declare boldly into the atmosphere that you are the great I am. Thank you, Lord, for marking each and every person here to be a carrier of your glory, to see heaven released on earth in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And then the final wave is going to be here Tuesday. Pastor Bill's getting in town tomorrow. He's got even more to share. 5 weeks. On the other side of the world, he's got a mighty message, mighty anointing to release. So come, fire and wind, Tuesday, I think at 7. Is that what that is? 7? 7 o'clock, fire and wind. Bless you all. Go out with fire, carrying his presence and his glory. Joyfully. Joyfully.